Say hello to our seahorses. There's a good chance you will see some very young seahorses on exhibit that have hatched right here at the aquarium. We've been so successful in propagating or breeding seahorses that we've been able to share them with other facilities around the country. Seahorses are unmistakable due to their distinct appearance, but are not always recognized as a fish. They are distinguishable from other fish for many reasons, most notably their odd shape and the way they move vertically in the water. Look closely at their back and you will see their dorsal fin working very hard. However, the fish moves very slowly. They are, in fact, the slowest of all bony fish. Seahorses instead rely on their prehensile tail to wrap around seagrass or algae to stay in place. The tail, similar to that of a monkey, is able to grab on and hold the animal in place. Male seahorses are well known as Mr. Mom, a nickname that comes from their unique reproductive strategy. It is the male, not the female, who is responsible for carrying the fertilized eggs, deposited by the female into the male's pouch. Males carry the babies in the pouch or on the underside of their bodies for an incubation period of about 4 to 6 weeks. Hatching occurs at night and can often coincide with the full moon during summer months. Like their relatives, the pipefish, seahorses have small mouths that eat by slurping up their food. Seahorses feed on small crustaceans called mysids. At the aquarium, they are given a combination of frozen and cultured mysids. However, since they prefer the fresh food, it is given as a treat throughout the week. For our next stop, make your way past the sea crates and large tropical window to the cylinder tank at the end of the gallery. Take your time finding Nemo and enjoying the exhibits. When you are ready to continue, please push play.